Royal Valley Locker Room Chatter continues here on KNCA. Brandon Tamman, pleased to be joined now by Chris Brown, the Royal Valley boys basketball coach, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, couple of very good teams you've seen here in the last week, starting with a road trip to Perry-Lecompton on Friday and a game that comes down to the wire for sure, but ultimately the cause getting an eight-point win. 68-60, the final score. I know Gilbert had a big night for you, but nonetheless, an eight-point loss to a very good Perry-Lecompton team.
Yeah, you know, we hung in there and really, you know, more than hung in there for three quarters. You know, I thought things were going our way and we were playing well, but just kind of hit a rough fourth quarter there where they got some momentum and we didn't, you know what I mean? We had some quality shots, I thought, and they just didn't go in. You nailed it though. Landon, huge night. He had 32 and 15. But I thought we did a great job of getting in the ball. We had Tristan Murata for five assists that night, Taysen for four. And then our other big guy, Jace, had three big kind of high-low looks to him. So as always, you know, Landon knows that. Anytime somebody has a big night, usually there's something else involved too. And
yeah.
And we really did do a good job of finding him, knowing that he was shooting a lot better than everybody else. And that's always nice to see, you know, that ability to share the rock.
Yeah, that game stayed close, you mentioned, but the cause pulling down, you know, that win a little bit late in the fourth quarter. You know, you go back home Tuesday night and you take on a top 10 team in 2A in Rossville, certainly a high scoring elite offensive team in this league. And, you know, Rossville gets a big win there Tuesday night. But I guess in terms of what you took away from the loss to the Dogs on Tuesday, what kind of stood out in that regard?
Very little. It was a boat race from the jump, so certainly disappointing, you know. If you look at the league standings in our league, basically, you know, Silver Lake and Hiawatha are at the top with 0-1 losses, and then us, Riley County, and Holton are at the bottom where we've all beat each other. And then that middle of the league going into last night was all within a half game.
I mean, yeah.
It was a very competitive middle of the league, and I thought we'd held our own, you know, against the majority of those teams that we played in the middle of the league. So we certainly went into last night thinking, you know, that we could play with them and make it a competitive game, but unfortunately we did not, you know, and like I said, it was early. They got out in transition on us and they're good in transition, give them a ton of credit for that, but we were bad on transition defense. And you give a good team, you know, just some layups to get in rhythm, well, then everything else becomes a lot easier too. So way too many turnovers and way too many easy buckets for them and never really had a chance, you know, down 10 at the end of the first quarter, 20-something at half, and then 30 at the end of the third. So, unfortunately, the takeaway is, you know, nothing from that. There's not a lot. Landon did score the ball well. Man, he's been on a tear. He's playing so good. He's playing like an all-league player for us. So he had 22 or 23, but other than that, you know, that was half of our points, I think. So just had a hard time. And you know, to me, honestly, the biggest takeaway was I thought we had some young guys playing the fourth quarter that really moved the ball well and moved their bodies well and had some good possessions. And on a night like last night, you're just begging to see a good possession. So I was proud of our young guys late. They went in there and, you know, even if they didn't score, they did some good things offensively for us.
Finally, Coach, real quick, before we get you out of here, quick turnaround Thursday night, road trip to Silver Lake. So the Rossville game, top 10 team in 2A, Silver Lake, no exception. Again, top of the league right now, top 10 team in 3A. You know, this game moved to Thursday. They're hosting regional wrestling this weekend. So you mentioned just the one day of practice to get ready for another elite team in the league in Silver Lake. What needs to change? What are you hoping to see and going on the road and playing a very good team in this league Thursday night?
Sure. I'm a big Dane Johnson fan. I think, you know, everyone thinks Dane's great. Anybody who watches him knows they're great. I even think he's better than some. I think he's probably the best player our league has seen, probably since some of our Royal Valley guys in 2022. I think he's that good as far as like an all-time best player in this league. But he's the third biggest problem for us because they're going to pressure us and we've got to take care of the ball. And they're going to run in transition like we struggled with against Rossville. And we've got to get back, you know. So as good as he is and how we're going to have to try to formulate a plan for him and do a good job on him, man, these other guys can really play for them as well. And they're going to be pressuring and they're going to be running up and down the court. And if we can't handle those two things, it quite frankly doesn't matter how good of a job we do or don't do on Dane. So certainly, you know, he's going to be a challenge for us in the half court, but I'm actually a little bit more prioritizing and concerned about our ability just to handle the ball and get back on defense, because if we don't do that, it really won't matter.
Royal Valley boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown joining us, getting set for a Thursday night road trip to Silver Lake, and then after that, just three more games left here in the regular season. Coach, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.